So we're recording. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording and we're talking about what's the meaning of the wisdom, huh?
Wisdom is different from knowledge. Wisdom is knowing right and wrong.
Right and wrong.
In situations when you can do something, but then knowledge is knowing how things work or fail.
Okay, boys, any idea what's the definition of knowledge and wisdom? Okay. So let me give the definition. Wisdom is to do the right thing in the right place at the right time for the right person and for the right reason. See? So this is wisdom. To do the right thing, huh? No. What's sister's name? Huh? Tasneem?
No.
Okay, 180 degrees. Your sister is going to lose tickets because.
What?
So, it is to do the right thing at the right time for the right people, for the right place, in the right place. Okay? Now, somebody might be genius, but not wise.
Huh? I think knowledge is just learning.
Not knowledge, wise.
And wisdom is knowledge to experience.
Wisdom is to know how to apply the knowledge the right way. Because, for example, you can see, for example, Albert Einstein, he has knowledge, okay? But he did not have the wisdom. Why? Because he did not, at the end of his life, he said, life is just nothing but physics. Yes. Okay. So, now, people ask you about the wisdom of Islamic rules. Go ahead.
Well, I want to add to that. So wisdom is basically like knowing what's right or wrong, but knowledge is more like you learn, like it's more like something that not everyone has, but then wisdom is something everyone can obtain.
Wisdom, not about everybody can obtain. It's sometimes difficult for people to be wise, and sometimes people are unwise all the way. And sometimes people do a mix of wise decisions and unwise decisions. So, about the wisdom of halal and haram. When you say Muslims don't eat pork, people ask you and say what?
Why?
So they are asking you about the wisdom. What is the wisdom behind it is, why can't we eat pork? So can you tell me what's the wisdom?
Like, pigs are unclean animals.
Unclean animals?
Basically.
Okay. Anybody, huh?
They eat garbage.
They eat garbage and trash.
There was like a study that pigs can, pork causes more breast cancer.
A study that causes more breast cancer? Hmm. Because what?
Allah told us not to.
Okay. The best answer, she did the right answer, the correct answer. It's because we believe in the holiness of the Quran. We believe in the holiness of the Quran, that the Quran is a holy book coming from Allah. And the Quran says, don't eat pork. Now, what is wrong with all other answers? All other answers is, you're trying to come up with a wisdom that's not told by Allah. Okay? Did Allah say why the pork is haram?
No.
Then you need to tell the people this. Watch. You need to tell them this. You say, I believe in Quran, and because I believe in the Quran, Allah said there, don't eat pork. Okay? That's the first part. However, if you want to know the wisdom behind this or the reasons behind this, I can give you my own reasons that could be right, could be wrong. I'll give you my own, not what is Allah given. Allah did not say the wisdom. Okay, so be careful. Don't come up with the wisdom that's not mentioned, unless you say, okay, that's my wisdom. This is my idea. This is my thought. It's not that Allah said it. Okay, why? Because he can about dirty and eating dirt and filthy and all of that. They can tell you, I'll bring a pig. And I'm going to wash him every day, give him a bath every day. And I am going to feed him cereal and milk. Okay, can I still eat it?
No, because Allah said no, we don't know the
exactly.
reason.
Exactly. We don't know the reason. However, I myself think that, and then you give your reason. Think that it's dirty. Go ahead.
No question. Are you allowed to keep a pig as a pet? Or like,
no. No. Also if Allah made something haram, so everything about it is haram.
Okay.
Okay. Same thing. How do you answer the question of the people who say girls have to wear hijab? How do you answer this question? Huh?
Allah said we should wear the hijab.
So that's number one reason, always. And what's number two reason?
But you can also say that I believe myself that it's for modesty.
You believe it? This, you like it because of its modesty?
Basically what she said.
Okay. Surprise, not surprise, actually. I need you to know that Allah in the Quran said, what's the wisdom behind wearing the hijab? He said, the first thing Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so that you guys are known, you girls are known to be righteous girls. To be known as righteous girls. So that is protection. What do we mean protection? I mean if there is a guy who have indecent like thoughts, something that indecent. Is it indecent or indecent?
I think it's indecent.
Indecent. Okay, somebody has an indecent thought that he wants to date, visit. Would he go to you, the wearing hijab, or to a girl who's wearing a short? Okay, would you ever be approached by someone who has like unethical or unethical goals, right? Or somebody who has not clean goals, not something good? No. So we know that, that's number one. You're guaranteed, almost guaranteed that the guys who are looking for indecent things are not going to come to you. They're going to go to the other girls. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Allah mentioned in the Quran also. I think that's the only reason Allah mentioned in the Quran. Oh, yes. Allah mentioned in the Quran, and he says, if you interact with men, or with boys, for example, or with men, you need to interact with them with your hijab. Why? Because it provides a space, like a distance. You're not getting close. You understand? You're not getting close together. It provides you with the distance. So you're far away from dating, for example. You're far away from dating. Got it? Okay. Now, how about coming up with a different wisdom? Which is your own wisdom. So Allah's wisdom is to be known as righteous girls, so you're not bothered by guys who have indecent purpose. Go ahead.
So your own wisdom can be like who your friends are, who you're around, like what you're going, how you're going to react to someone, like what they say, and like are you going to be righteous or not? So that's like basically the things that aren't exactly like clearly stated. Like you have to have, like you can choose if you want to be around non-Muslim or Muslim friends, like. Or like around good people or bad people, so.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say here is that if you're wearing hijab, you will be approached only by people who have decent purpose. Like what? Like a guy who wants to finish a school project and you are in the same team. Or a guy who wants a copy from whatever class. Or these are all serious, these are all decent causes. Decent reasons. But we will not be approached by a guy who wants to date. Okay? So, how about the one who's not wearing the hijab? She could be approached by both kinds. A guy who wants to date, or a guy who wants to do decent stuff, like study or whatever, right? They can be both. But there is no guarantee There are no guarantees that the guy who comes and talks to this girl doesn't want a date. Unlike the Muslim girls, for sure, almost for sure, he doesn't want a date, right? Because of this card. Okay? It says, stop it. I am a righteous girl. You can't, you have to watch your words, and you have to watch your thoughts, and you have to watch your hands. Okay? You have to watch your hands. No touching. You have to watch your words. Nothing dirty are being said. And you have to watch your eyes. You're not looking all over my body. Okay? And you have to watch your mouth. Don't say anything indecent. Okay? And I am only available for decent stuff, decent business, like as I mentioned before. Okay. Now, can you come up with your own wisdom? Sure. But however, you have to stop and say, okay, this reason is mentioned in the Quran. That's okay. That's wisdom is mentioned in the Quran. However, my own wisdom is this next to you is doing your writing or what? Taking notes? But my wisdom is, you can come up with other wisdom. Any idea what would be the wisdom? Boys, what's the wisdom? Your own wisdom. Well, I'm asking the wrong gender.
Like, to be modest?
To be modest, good. Which is the same, like the first one. Huh?
To protectors.
Protectors, huh?
Protect your hair.
No, that's like not really, because you can just wear a hat. Okay, so that's not really a good explanation. Let me give you a good explanation. when you're wearing the hijab, there are lines of defense between boys and girls. Lines of defense. Which defends you against, and which are protects you against doing indecent stuff. So, there are lines of defense. The first line of defense is the hijab. So, the hijab protects you from dating. Okay? The second line of defense is shyness. You're shy. You're shy from getting into dating and things, bad things like that. And then the third line of defense is, we said, yes, the third line of defense is that Islam does not allow a boy and a girl to be alone. Do you know that? That's a rule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man can't be alone with a woman even if he's teaching her Quran. Even if you're teaching her Quran, you cannot be alone. You have to be in an open space. A space that anybody can step in the room, and it has to be an open door. Okay, like if I want to be alone with the lady here, I have to open the door alone. So I have to open the door. Okay, can't close the door. Okay, you don't be alone in a place, in a private place, like sort of nobody can step in. All right, so, you know, you got it? Now, in the American culture, what happens is that boys, girls can wear anything, even like chemistry kind of clothes. You know what chemistry is? Chemistry is the attraction between boys and girls. I call this chemistry. So, girls who generate chemistry, that's my nickname. I call it chemistry, okay? So, boys and girls, when they are attracted, they're attracted because of hormones, right? So I call it chemistry, okay? So, girls can wear anything that makes chemistry happen, okay? And they can be alone with boys, and they are not shy. They're used to these boys. They are not shy. They're used to deal with these boys. Okay? So, now, when it comes to dating, They can't stop. So that's why Allah says, don't approach adultery. So you don't go through the lines of defense. So if you have three lines of defense against adultery or against fornication or against dating, it's difficult to cross these lines of defense. It's more difficult. Hijab is the line of defense. Shyness is the line of defense. Not being alone, it's a line of defense. If you violate these lines of defense, then you are going to, it's like this. Let's say this blue line is no dating. Okay? You violate these lines of defense, it means you're running, and this is the edge of the cliff. This is the edge of the cliff. You're running, and you're trying to stop before the edge of the cliff. It's very likely that you can't stop. So you would fall into it. Okay? So, in the American culture, people go running against all these lines of defense. They cross them, and they to come at the edge of the cliff and say, I'm not going to date, or I'm not going to engage in a haram relationship, or chemistry kind of relationship. Okay? Okay? So, it's impossible, to be honest. It's very difficult. What happens if you run against the edge of the cliff and then at the last minute try to stop? Is that possible? Is it possible? No. So, these lines of defense keep you away, far away from, and this is why in Muslim countries it's harder to engage in chemistry relationship or date like here. Because they have these, girls have these lines of defense. Okay? All right. Any other reason? So, we said lines of defense against adultery. And there is an example at work. If you are being hired, if you're being hired by an employer, okay? So, if you are with hijab, then you're sure that this employer is hiring you because of your talent. Because of your what?
Talent.
Okay? Are you doodling? Is she doodling? You're doodling? Okay. Sorry. Okay? So what did I say?
Talent.
My wife in the past tried to get a job way when we arrived in the United States way back. And then she was having a hard time. So she went to an employer agent or like a person who helped others get jobs. Okay? And she was a girl. She was a woman. And then my wife walked in with her scarf. So the woman, after they get to know each other, the woman said, I have an advice for you. Why wouldn't an employer hire a man, okay, who has less distractions? Okay, women have more distractions if they have the monthly dot or the monthly period. That's kind of distraction. If girls have babies or like children, that's a distraction. Because you have to take care of your children. Even if you put them in a daycare, you still have to take care of them. Another distraction is that getting pregnant. That's a distraction. Okay? And a fourth distraction is, that's why they discriminate against women in employment. You know that? A friend of my daughter, Lena, her name is Alex. So I asked her, Alex is a name for boy and girl. Why did you pick this Alex name? She said, Mommy picked this name. And she said that when people look at your resume, they would think that you're a guy. And if it's a girl, it's more likely they put the resume aside. If it's a woman, they put the resume aside. But if it's a man, then most likely they're going to look at the resume and read it. Okay? So she told her, I want you to get more chances to get when you want to work. Get more chances. How? By them thinking that you are a boy or a male. So by them thinking that way, then you are more likely to get a job. Way more likely to get a job. You believe it in the United States? That's true. No, you don't put pictures or anything, or gender or number of kids, no family information. Yeah. So you see what I'm saying? So her name is a male/female word. But you know when you say Alex, I think about a boy right away. Okay? And then it might be a girl. All right? So this employment agent told my wife something disgusting. What did she say? She said, why would an employer take you and hire you instead of hiring a guy? She said, why? She said, because he's interested into chemistry. Or in other words, let me be accurate here. She said, why doesn't he hire a girl who's wearing, you know, chemistry kind of clothes, right? Chemistry, I use it sometimes instead of S-E-X word, okay? So instead of saying S-E-X-Y word, I'm going to say chemistry. You understand? So chemistry, they are saying, why would he hire you instead of hiring a guy? So she said, why? She said, because you're attractive. You're beautiful. Go back to your home and take off your scarf and get a nice haircut. And when you come, wear a short skirt and something here that shows your contours, the contours of your body, okay? And come, you're way more likely to get a job like that. When I send you to an employer, they're going to get you more likely a job, okay? But if they go, why? Because you can be attractive. You're attracting. You're like a beautiful face. Attraction to promote the business, okay? But if you're not this way, then why would he hire you? Okay, they always hire, so they deal with girls and women as chemistry objects, okay? Let me mention this thing. In the televisions, when they want to show, in the cartoons, when they want to show a girl, how do they show it? They show this girl as thin and has a lot of contour here, okay? Big stuff here, and she's wearing short skirt, okay? And she has a nice hair. So basically, they are giving you a message. In order to be beautiful, you have to look like this. What if somebody's fat? almost all the time, they want to give you that message that you don't bring fat people. Like, okay.
Wait, can't you just ask to be hired by a woman or something?
There are exceptions. But I'm saying most likely. Most likely. So most likely the guy is going to go, the employer will go for a man. And most likely the employer is go to a woman that has chemistry or can generate chemistry. Okay? So this is called, you are using girls and women as chemistry object. Chemistry object. Chemistry object means that they are attracting, they can attract men, or they can attract male. Do you understand this point? So she told her, wear a short skirt, wear like something loose here, something that makes you look, show your contours. Maybe you wanna show this V shape here, okay? Maybe you wanna do this and that so that you get hired. So my wife said something very nice. My wife said, no. I want the employer to be interested into my talent, and education and knowledge. Talent and professional knowledge, okay? I want them to be interested into talent and professional knowledge, not being interested into chemistry, okay? So how do I make sure they are interested into talent and knowledge, and professional knowledge or professional experience? Is by wearing a scarf. See the scarf? The scarf is highlighting your brain and saying, you can, if you want to hire me, you hire me because of this. You tell him, look here, don't look here, don't look here, don't look here. That these are none of your business. Okay? You wanna hire me? You hire me because of this. Here. It's like between two brackets. Here. This is what you want to hire me for. Okay? Which is talent and professional experience. Not to hire me because, you know, my body. I am not a chemistry object. So she said, the best way that a girl